Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMass and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports talk. Well, you're on the clock. This is Zulak and Bertrand.
A sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Well, it's been a while since we've done this. Go to the Volkswagen Dealer Expert Hotline and welcome in Jared Karabas of Barstool Sports. Jared!
Oh, you guys remembered my number.
I love that. Like
we asked Toucher.
He always does this stuff.
We asked Toucher and Rich for it. They gave it to us.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Burn. Jared, let's start with this before we talk about you becoming the bench coach or third base coach of the New York Mets. Let's talk about what happened yesterday with the 33-5 vote in Major League Baseball. I asked the question to start today. What would the motivation be for the players to vote yes yesterday, assuming Rob Manfred puts in a 60-game schedule, as it appears he will? What would have been the motivation to vote yes for players yesterday?
It's a good question because, I mean, obviously it's overwhelming in the favor of no, and the reason for no is because the players want to still retain the right to pursue legal action. So I don't know why a player would say, yeah, no, we're cool with, waiving our right to pursue any legal action after all this. That seems misinformed to me. Like the ones that were opposed to it or in favor of it were, it just seems misinformed.
Jared, you've established a lot of relationships with guys over the years, and you've done a good job doing that. Without naming names, from the ones that you have kept in contact with lately, what's the feeling you get? Do you feel like they want to play or not play? It's getting to the point where they might as well just shut it down.
First of all, what's up, though? Second of all, I think a lot of these guys, it's all over the place. It's literally all over the place. I've talked to dudes, position players are more lax about it. There's been like an all-star MVP caliber player that's basically working out and preparing like World Series game one is tomorrow. And then another one that is just as good. That's like, yeah, I haven't picked up a bat since they told us to go home in March. There's been, pitchers that are like, yeah, like I'm throwing bullpens and like I could be stretched out right now to throw like 4 innings if the season started tomorrow. Like I'm throwing 2 innings, like sim games or whatever. And then there's guys that are just like, yeah, I'm kind of just exercising, but I'm not really throwing that much. And I think when that sort of happened, when pitchers were shutting it down, that was maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago when it looked like the negotiations were going to hit such a halt that there would be no season whatsoever. So I don't know in terms of like where those certain guys are at now. Like, did they ramp it back up knowing that there is going to be a baseball season? But yeah, in terms of like players being prepared for a season to start and, you know, they're showing back up in a week or so. It really does depend on who you ask in terms of like who's busting it, trying to stay in playing shape, and who's just like, yeah, I'm just kind of sitting around like waiting for them to tell me where to show up.
Do these guys believe that if they get back, they're going to be able to finish the season? I know that's come up in recent days.
Yeah, I think a lot of guys are prepared for either no postseason, and then the other alternative there is that I do think that there's, I don't want to say it's likely, but a chance that's higher than probably most would think of a neutral site postseason. Like if they have them in like a bubble or something like that. That seems to be on the table. But in terms of like, can they play July, August, September and not run into issues? Yeah, I think they can do that. But then once you get into like late September and then into October, is there a chance that they shut it down? Is there a chance that they move everything to a neutral site and move away from everyone still playing at their home ballparks? Yeah, I think that there's a good chance of that as well.
say games do start, and these guys are told no high fives, no fist bumps, no spitting, no chewing seeds. Two guys are on, some guy jacks one, he rounds home plate, it's the game winner. What, do they all walk off, or is it going to get back to normal? How do you see this all shaking down if we do play baseball?
Yeah, I think it's going to be interesting to see that, because I know you guys are obviously up until 4 o'clock in the morning watching the KBO, and you've seen what I've seen, where guys, like, they were literally doing a segment talking about how players are not allowed to spit on the field. And as they were saying that, like, the dude in the batter's box just, like, spit. So they're creatures of habit. I know that there was Justin Bour. He was the dude that, like, popped a bunch of homers for the Marlins a couple of years ago. He's playing in Japan, and they're just doing, like, air high fives. So they're, like, kind of conditioned to doing that. I would imagine we're going to see a lot of that, like, dudes doing, like, air high fives and whatever. I mean, you're not going to be able to stop. The players that are dipping, they're not going to stop doing that. I mean, like, they made the rules that you're not supposed to anyway, and you still see, like, the dudes from Texas are out there with the tin in their back pocket, and they got the big wad in their mouth. So, in turn, like, you're going to have to pick your battles with these guys. You know, you're going to, what, fine a $30 million a year player, like, $1,000 because he spit? Like, it's just not – it's not feasible.
Jared, our beloved Red Sox are not the same team now that they were last season. The roster is obviously very different. Does a short season give them a better chance at being a playoff team, a better chance at having success once they potentially do get to the playoffs? How do you feel about that?
I mean, I think we're going to see. The thing about the Red Sox this year is that we're obviously soured by what we saw last year, where they weren't as bad as their record showed. I think they kind of just got off on the wrong foot and they were unable to recover from such a horrible April. But now you don't have Chris Sale. You don't have David Price. You don't have Mookie Betts. So I think we'll probably just see more of the same, where the offense is just so good and they're going to be scrambling. And the other thing too is, you know, you are going to have deep rosters. It's going to be a battle of the depths with this short season, because you're going to need arms, and I don't know if the Red Sox have those. So that's going to play a factor, where either there's injuries or there's fatigue, or you're going to have guys early on that aren't going to be able to give you 6-7 innings. But every team is going to run into that. I don't think that's a problem that's isolated just to the Red Sox, but you know, when you lose a Mookie Betts, David Price, and Chris Sale, like, yeah, it's probably going to be a tough go. I'm thinking they'll be above 500. I don't know that we're looking at a playoff team in 2020, but, you know, we'll see.
You mentioned Mookie Betts. I've been saying for the last few weeks, I hope there is a season. I hope Mookie Betts hits free agency, and I hope that in free agency, the Red Sox go back to him with maybe even the exact same offer they gave him a year ago. Now, that would seem extreme now, given the current economic situation, but is there a window for the Red Sox to go out and bring Mookie Betts back to Boston?
Yeah, and that's why, you know, the Red Sox might be terrible this year. I don't care. Just play one game, reset the luxury tax so that you can go out there and actually make a run at Mookie Betts. If I'm Mookie, though, knowing what the economic climate is right now with just the entire country, but also in baseball, I'm probably going to take a one-year deal. Like, I don't know that if Mookie Betts is turning down $300 to $350 million from the Red Sox, and then he goes out there, his first crack at free agency, and teams just don't have the $400 million that he's looking for, I'm taking a one-year deal, and I'm going to see what free agency looks like next year. I don't know that that's his plan. I don't know if that's what is actually out there. Maybe teams sort of scrape together some money and still make a run at him, knowing that other teams that would have been in on him can't afford him right now. But, yeah, I think if I'm Mookie, I take a one-year deal. And if that's the case, you're probably going to have more suitors for 2021 than you would have had otherwise. But there's no reason why, if this season actually gets underway, the luxury tax resets, that the Red Sox shouldn't be in the mix for being the top bidder. And that's where he's going to go. I don't think it's a matter of team or city or whatever preference. It's whoever's the top bidder, that's going to end up with Mookie Betts. But it'll be interesting to see. Does he – you know, do the Red Sox make an offer like that, Beetle? I don't know. Is that
give
something
them the
that
290? Give them the $290 million again is what I would do if I were them. If he had accepted it a year ago, they'd already be paying it to him. And I know things have changed, but that would be the way of sort of showing him that you still think he's worth it. And I think that would probably be one of the best offers out there, if not the best offer. $290 million, 10 years
out there. But if that's the best offer, you're probably taking a 1 year deal, right? Because you don't want to put your tail between your legs and be like, I'm just going to go back to Boston with a deal that I already turned down.
Yeah, but if he's reading the tea leaves, he knows that offer of 350 or 400 is not coming in the next few years. He should know, and his agent should tell him that. That offer is never going to exist for him now because he's going to continue to age, and it's just not going to be there given where the game is going, labor unrest, economic unrest in the country outside of just baseball. I think that he'd be crazy not to take that if they put that back on the table.
Potentially another work stoppage. Obviously, the players and the owners are not exactly agreeing with each other right now. So if you have another work stoppage in 2022, then it's like, all right, well, I mean, you're only taking numbers away from my potential case to make a maximum amount of money here. Yeah, I could see him doing it, but I think it would be wise for him to consider the 1 year deal. And I don't think he takes less than what he already turned down from the Red Sox. And you're talking about $300 to $350 million. If a team wants to pony up for that, would he take it? I think he would have to strongly consider, given also like the circumstances that we were just talking about. But yeah, I don't know. I think it would be not surprising whatsoever if he strongly entertained a 1 year deal.
All right, Rocket, I'm glad we found your number again. But when you went on this little sports station back in the day and you became our baseball guest in the 10-2 slot there for that entire spring and nice little run there, and then you get full-time hired by Barstool, did you ever think down the road that Dave might be getting in bed with these rumors with A-Rod, J-Lo, and the purchase, a minority purchase, to be one of those minority purchase members of the New York Mets? Did you ever think that day would come?
I've never been more convinced in my life that
is this real or not?
I think it's real, and here's the thing.
I do too.
I think it's real. I don't know if it'll actually pan out and end up happening, but it's brilliant for Dave to lean into it because now, does he have the money to get involved? Yes. Is he the favorite to be in this ownership group? Steve Cohen is still the guy with all the money. I mean, if he comes in with the best offer, no one's going to be able to top that. So he might not even have a say in the matter.
Listen a second. Dave's more interested in hanging with the J-Los and the A-Rods and the schlepping around with them than he is the actual game of baseball, right?
For sure. And I think with Dave, I mean, he's always going to love the Patriots. But, like, the Bruins, he's admittedly bandwagon. The Red Sox, he'll tune in if they're good. So now it's like, Dave has the opportunity now that Tom Brady's out of town and maybe the Patriots are good, maybe they're not, but they're definitely like the AFC championship game is no longer going to be the see if you can beat the Patriots to get to the Super Bowl challenge. So if Dave can get involved in professional sports, like this is a guy that just adopted day trading on a whim and dominated that. Like he just has this insatiable need to win. And if he's a Red Sox fan, it's not the Red Sox winning. It's about Dave winning. So Dave needs to win. That's why he buys horses. It's because Dave needs to win. So I can totally see him getting involved in buying the Mets. But even if he doesn't, the publicity that he's getting is worth millions of dollars. Like if he's on the bottom line of ESPN and they're talking about a potential ownership group and then they're throwing his name out there on every single sports site, even if he doesn't buy it, people are talking about it, and that's a good thing.
And what job are you going to angle for when this happens?
So I said first base coach, but I think I want third base coach because first base, I feel like they have more responsibilities outside. Like they have to do like the stopwatch. Like I'm going to be like checking out chicks in the stands, so I'm not going to be able to like measure everyone like in terms of like their home to first time. Third base, you're basically just you're monitoring the outfield for guys tagging up, and you're the guy that's in charge of.
Wave them in.
I'm going to have to wave them in, and I'm also going to be in charge of a lot of different handshakes. Like we're going to have different like home run handshakes. So like that's going to be my duty if Dave buys the Mets. I've already campaigned for third base.
Well, it definitely would not be the director of Rock, Paper, Scissors. That's for sure. You're not going to
well,
be
apparently, Beetle, apparently you've tuned out because after I lost 30 straight, I'm on a 13-game winning streak. So can we talk about that?
Yeah, what's that? What's that put your winning percentage at?
That's not important. That's not important.
All right, Jared. Always good to talk to you. Man.
One last thing for you. What the hell? Like, give us the back, the real quick stuff. Is this K. Marco Minahan thing, is this thing real or not real?
Oh, no, it's very real. It's very real. I kind of figure – I'm surprised it took this long for Kirk to go full nuclear on someone at Barstool. I mean, it's happened before in small doses. Like, he had this big rivalry with Willie Colon, and then they became buddy-buddy at the Super Bowl in Miami. But this thing with K. Marco, it's very real, and it's rubbing a lot of people the wrong way, and we'll see what happens.
All right, Jared. Jared Carrabas, thanks, the Rocket.
Thanks,
stay
guys.
Hot, Rocket.
Miss you.
Yeah. Miss you too. Jared Carrabas with us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
How important is the opinion of a former NFL quarterback on other sports?
I don't think it's that important as people think it is. It's not as important as you think.
Zolak and Bertrand. It's the important part of your workday on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Listen up, we're going to set you up for a caller's delight next segment. How do you like that?
Like
always that. Fun. Always a good time. 617-779-0985. Again, the caller's delights are themed now. They have to have a theme to them. We'll tell you the theme later in the segment. Have you guys seen this story on David Ortiz today? It's out of the Dominican. And it has been translated and reported in, I think, other
places. I just watched the video and read the translation.
Wait, there's a video?
Yeah.
What's the video of?
It's him. Minahan retweeted it. Hold on.
Oh, I haven't seen that. I will
Twitter.
Take a look now.
It's Kirk's recent retweet.
What's the video of? Describe it for those who don't have an opportunity.
It's of her shouting. It's David standing with a mask on, it looks like, with three different individuals. And this female is shouting at him. About mistaken identity, using his son. I mean, you can read the transcription of it right below it. It's off the Kirk Minahan show. Kirk retweeted it. They have the video, and they have it transcribed below it, what is being said. There's a thread.
So there's just a bunch of yelling going on in the video. It's not as – so anyway, let's set up the story before we get to that and tell you what it is that has been reported today. I'll read from the story on Mass Live by Tom Westerholm. He writes, former Red Sox DH David Ortiz was issued a restraining order in the Dominican Republic, according to a report by Listen Diario, one of the biggest news outlets in the country. According to that report, Ortiz's former partner filed a complaint on May 21st. Saying Ortiz violated law 2497 on domestic violence. On Thursday, the Listen Diario reported her request was granted, and Ortiz was ordered to refrain from annoying, intimidating, or threatening his former partner in person or by phone. According to Ortiz's former partner, he intimidated and threatened her. A spokesperson for the National Attorney General's Office confirmed the report. Law 2497 attempts to combat domestic and sexual violence in the Dominican Republic, which a representative of the Santo Domingo Human Rights Institute in the Dominican Republic called a very widespread phenomena in the country. The law was put into place in 1997. There's not a lot of detail in the story of what it was that happened, but that the restraining order against David Ortiz by a former partner has been granted. If you translate the story directly from the website, it says that, let me read the translation. It says, Mrs. Ferry Almanzar Fernandez is the mother, and the translation says the mother of the former son of former Red Sox player. I'm guessing that the translation is a little mixed up there, and that is they possibly have a child together. That might be what it means.
The son posted this on Instagram. It's his Instagram, David's kid's Instagram, the video of the back and forth.
All right. So that's what it says. David Ortiz's son. And so back to the video. It says David Ortiz's son posted this on Instagram. See the translation below. So is it the son that is the son between Ortiz and this woman? Is that what it is?
I think so. And it's not the one that's always seen with him or has been seen with him at Red Sox events, correct? That has traveled with him. Because David has had his son with him before at things.
Yes.
I don't know the relationship status of the women or if he does have them or how many kids. I don't know all that. But this was posted by Ortiz's son.
Okay. Well,
Ed Davis is down there, right?
Can we get the translator on this? Can we get the woman from the DR national office there?
Don't need her.
The head of translation for the Dominican.
She wasn't. She wasn't down with the double language there. We need Charlie Bakes, this guy. The sign language guy. He really gets into it. Yeah.
I don't think it's been the best calendar year for David Ortiz, by the way, or calendar year plus. Friend of John Henry, David Ortiz.
I mean, they went vining together. They did the grapes. They did the gelato, all that.
Yes.
Well, David has interest in wine.
Weird.
Whew.
All right, so yesterday we had one more thing we needed to get to, and we couldn't remember what exactly it was, and we didn't get to it in time, but Hardy asked us yesterday about a tool recommendation.
Yeah.
He needs a recommendation. He's in search of a tool, and so this is what we're going to do the caller's delight on. If you have a recommendation for this particular type of tool for Hardy, what do you got? What are you looking for?
Right now. And it served me well, but not well enough. I can't do it anymore. The 20-volt lithium, Jim Louth approved battery powered line trimmer is being retired.
I can't believe you even have a battery.
Well, before it was fine. It was very light duty, but I need a heavier duty.
You got a real yard now.
And I also have.
I got something for you in my garage.
Then we'll skip the segment. Thank you.
No.
Just bring it over to the house.
I want to make sure what you need. I may have it for you, but go ahead.
Okay.
Unopened.
I'm thinking.
Why don't you let him speak?
I want to find out what Zoe has. I think I want a gas-powered line trimmer, finally.
Yeah.
And I think I want something that has maybe the attachments available to it. I've got, some brush down that slope there in the backyard. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You've seen it, right? I need to, cut that down a couple times this season. And, I may want to even go with something that isn't the traditional line, off the spool that you feed in there.
Altogether different.
They've got stuff now with, they're almost like blades that are in there. But I need something. I need a real line trimmer. I've got real trimming to do now. And I need something. What do I need?
I would say it's pretty easy to just swap out whatever head is on the gas trimmer to put a brush-cutting trimmer on there.
You say that, but I don't know what to get. I don't know what's out there, Beetle.
I don't know that you need to factor in the attachments into which model gas trimmer you buy.
Yes, you do. If you want to be able to, go back and forth, I want to be like a pit crew changing that thing in and out. I know.
I just don't think that trimmers are built that way, but okay.
Okay.
Maybe there's something out there.
So what do you have in your garage unopened?
I have that the Yardman Yardworks thing that you've seen on TV, the replaceable trimmer. You could edge your sidewalk. You could cut down mini trees.
Is that batteries?
That. I'm not sure. It's still in the box.
Why haven't you used it? Because you don't do any of your own work?
Bingo.
Okay. All right.
But I think it's a hell of a piece. I'll go get it during the next break and bring it up.
Yeah, let's do that. So if you have a recommendation, I have a gas-powered one. It's a Craftsman. It's great. I mean, I don't
gas
remember.
Gas is the way to go, Hart. Gas,
I
gas,
know.
Everything. I bought it at Sears. I bought it at Sears. I'm a big fan of the Craftsman section at Sears, but that's not even a thing anymore. I don't even know if Sears has stores anymore, for crying out loud.
They
closed them all and sold the Craftsman name off to Lowe's.
I still get Sears guys to come fix my dishwasher and that. But the best thing about the gas thing is when you're done, like, in a certain area and you're walking across your yard to do the other one, you get... Just put your little finger right there on the trigger. Power doesn't do that. Right. You do it with the gas. And the smell of the smoke. I just sit there in my garage and shut and just pull that thing and just go on it all day.
Just ha those fumes.
Wow. You know, your yard changes, your needs change. Now, before, I needed the gas-powered blower, but I only needed a battery line trimmer. Now... I could get away with a battery-powered blower. I've hardly got anything to blow anymore. You know, it's just, you know, a few things off it, you know, here and there. We don't get leaves. We get pine needles. And I end up getting those up with, you know, I bag those, you know, with the mower a couple of times during the fall. The blower doesn't really do me that much good anymore. I've got a gas-powered blower that is complete overkill for my needs for it now, but I need the new line trimmer. So that's – are we going to do the Caller's Delight on this?
Yes, we are.
In and out.
Caller's Delight.
Stick and move. And the last time we did – do you know how well this worked the last time we did something similar to this?
I love a segment.
Was the flashlight recommendation. And I ended up with a torch, as I now call them, that is – maybe the
what
favorite.
What brand did you get?
I got the Olight Seeker Pro 2. It is maybe the favorite thing I have purchased in the last 5 years. I use it every day.
Well, let's get to this. Hardy will have headlines when we come back. It's Caller's Delight, so jump on the phone now. 617-779-0985 with your trimmer. Gas trimmer recommendations for Hardy. It's next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050. Or visit gamblinghelplinema.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Wake up, lip readers.
Jacob in Dorchester, are you an expert lip reader?
It's the show whose name is on everyone's lips.
Hey!
Zolak and Bertrand.
Well, you might need the lip reading because you don't listen.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Caller's Delight.
Caller's Delight.
Caller's Delight. Load them up.
Okay, this themed Caller's Delight. We are looking for gas trimmer recommendations for Hardy.
Thank you.
Here we go. Dan in Reading, take it away.
Yeah, go with the Still FS91. The trimmer, you can have a weed whacker, you can have a hedge trimmer attachment, you can also have a little 12-inch chainsaw attachment you can put right on the top.
Ooh.
It's sick.
Oh. It's gas-powered, Dan?
Oh, yeah.
I like it.
Oh, yeah. You get the model number there, Hardy. We good?
Still FS91. By the way, Kelly Anderson first to text me directly and said, still. I'm like, how did Kelly Anderson? I don't know, but she said that.
STIHL.
Weed whacking in her spare time.
Apparently.
STIHL. Still.
Yeah. Right. They also make chainsaws.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jason on the Cape. Jason.
Yeah, hi. This is what you need. You need the Echo Pass series. They sell them.
Oh.
Hello.
I know you.
The Echo Pass series.
By the way,
Zach in Framingham.
Yep.
Zach.
Go ahead.
Hardy, yes. I want to confirm that steel. Call it the Combi system. KOMBI. Has all the attachments plug and play like a NASCAR pit stop.
Mm.
No questions.
Loving it. Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
Oh, by the way, that thing that Zoe mentioned, child's toy.
Yeah, he's holding it up right now. It's, I see 20-volt lithium on it. No, thank you.
20-volt max.
Yeah, no, thank you. No, thank you.
I won us at a golf tournament, and I deferred, and I wanted the second-place prize.
Yeah. I mean, 20-volt
so
is
I
great.
So my team won the golf tournament. They want to give me new drivers and clubs. Like, I have 6 sets of clubs. I don't want clubs. I want what the second team had, so I traded with this guy. This is where they blow it with our golf tournament. They should put me out there to play. People pay money to play golf with me.
Okay. 20 volt is great if you got, you know, a drill, you know, some light duty sanding, maybe. You got a 20 volt jigsaw. You know, yeah, quick little craft project. But for a line trimmer with serious stuff, no, I'm all done with the 20 volt.
So I'll buy that off you.
In the box.
I got a use for that.
Perfect.
You know what I got a use for that for?
They have another attachment with a blower.
I'll tell you why. Because. Okay. When I trim, you can't really trim along a vinyl fence with a good gas-powered trimmer. But when I had a stupid battery one that was left to me.
You rip it up.
It was so weak that it was great along that fence because it wouldn't tear up the fence.
Well, this comes with a really hard attachment one. It'll cut through wood, they said.
Ah, damn. That might not be what I need.
No, but you know what? This one has a light string. Okay.
Yeah, I need one of those. Those softy ones for along the vinyl fences.
Excuse me, Beetle. Is this about what you want and need, or is this...
Now, you've already got your Stihl FS whatever.
Can we get some more recommendations, please?
Ron?
Yeah, I say you got to go with the Stihl. That's the best you can buy. I'm small.
Yep, all right, good.
Okay, thank you. Nick in Dover. Nick?
Yeah, Stihl all day.
Okay.
Yeah, everyone's saying the same thing.
Casey and Raynham. Casey?
Definitely the Stihl FS91, but no matter.
There it is, the FS91. Sean and Randolph.
He had
Sean.
A caveat. He said, but whatever you do, and you hung up on him.
Shut up!
Shut up, Artie. Sean and Randolph.
Hey, if you want to pay the overpriced money for Stihl, do it. If not, go with the Badger 26.
Are you underwater?
No.
Whoa! He's hold on.
Go ahead.
Repeat that. The Badger what?
The Badger 26cc two cycle gas full crank 4-in-1.
I got it. Got it. I'm writing it all down.
There you go.
Somebody
you go,
sent me a link to it, and I got to tell you that Badger looks pretty good. I already saw it.
One of those.
A lot more bang for your buck on the Badger.
Hold on, real quick here. Hardy, do you have a mini gas can, one of the small ones? Do you have a mini gas can, Hardy?
No, so far from my blower and my other, you know, the whatever it is, two-stroke needs, I guess it is.
Well,
I just
two,
buy it by the can.
Stuff
I buy,
we're talking here.
I buy, yeah. I buy it pre-mixed.
No. You're growing up now. You're going to get a mini gas can. You're gonna
mix
get
it
some
myself.
Gas
yeah.
We're going to get your own mix.
All right.
That way, when it runs out, you just pour it in, man. It's like hanging out.
I understand.
You never... Yeah. You're never going to see your family again, dude, after you get this.
Brendan in Maine. Brendan.
Yeah, you got to get the Husqvarna. The model number doesn't matter. Go to Home Depot, get the one
they
got.
That's expensive.
All right.
Husqvarna.
Stihl's
Jerome in Fitchburg.
Too.
Jerome.
Artie.
Yeah.
Artie.
Yeah.
You need to get a herd of goats or sheep. They'll take care of your lawn real good.
I tell you, they use them on golf courses now. They bring the goats out. And they pen them up in a certain area where they want it cleaned out, and they leave them there for 3 or 4 days, and then they come pick them up, and it's perfect. I'm telling you, they do it.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
Do they eat just grass, or they eat the brush?
Everything. They eat everything.
What are you going to do when a turtle bites the goat leg and snaps it?
No. That's the goat can take care of itself. Don't worry about that.
Tom in Worcester. Tom.
Hardy,
yep.
Hardy, Tom from Worcester, man. I'm Zoe's wood guy. I would know. It's definitely the Stihl.
Hey, Tom,
but Beetle, listen. When you're up against the fence, if you got the Stihl, you can feather the throttle, and you can slow the thing down enough to get the grass out of there without damaging the fence. You're just gonna have a smooth finger.
Yeah.
Hey, Tom, I'm low on wood.
Smooth finger. You need a smooth finger.
Tell Tom I'm low on wood.
Yeah.
Tom, I'd appreciate a song about Hardy's trimmer.
I would appreciate a song about Beatles.
Is that little guy? Is that little trimmer? Can he get the trimmer? Can he get it in the little trigger hole?
Yeah, I want a Beatles song about his smooth finger and his feather throttle. I think he can probably a good song about that.
Oh, man. I'll come over the first day you get it, man. I want to see you.
Let's stay in this. Mike in Worcester. Mike.
Guys, what's going on?
Hi.
Hey, if you're going with a battery-operated machine, you're going to be using that.
We're not. You missed the point. We're not going with a battery-operated machine.
Your guy, Bruin. Your guy,
Bruin. Paul in Winchester.
Oh, never mind.
Hello. How are you?
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, what? I heard your call. In fact, I've been trimming out here using a new tool I bought in Arlington by Stihl, which are one of the better brands out there.
Yeah, is it a FS91?
Oh, man, I can't remember the number.
Okay.
All right, thanks, Paul. Nate in Bridgewater. Nate?
Hey, what's up, guys? Nate. From SSC Landscaping in Bridgewater, all we use is Red Max, and that's a fact, Jack. Thank
Whoa.
You.
Red Max?
Whoa. Red Max.
Whoa.
Cut a late surge
Red
here.
Red Max.
Okay, I got to look this
Craig
up.
Craig in New Hampshire. Craig.
All right, the Red Max guy, it's just because he's cheap. You want to go with the Still 94R for both of you because it has a little adjuster on it where you can slow down the string without having to feather the throttle.
Do you need a smooth finger for that?
Yeah, it's the best of both worlds for both of you, and it's a little bit lighter.
You beat your kids with it.
Oh. Okay.
Frank in Marshfield. Frank!
Hey, Echo, Husqvarna, or Steel, all the other stuff we call Joe Homeowner Specials. Craftsman, battery-powered, get rid of it.
Right, right. Okay. And Bruins Luchador said the same thing, Beetle. He said, anything orange will be fine. Echo, Steel, or Husqvarna?
That's a good way of looking at it.
Give me that orange one. Which one? It doesn't matter
Give
as long
that.
As it's orange.
Fran?
Hey, yeah, real quick. Beetle, anything Craftsman with an engine is garbage. Stick to tools for Craftsman. Hardy, anything Steel or Echo, or as you pronounced them in your live read last week, Still or Ego?
I didn't say Ego.
You did a live read? Who did that? We're doing the live read for.
For a hardware store, but I've heard Still and Steel.
Ugh.
Haven't we heard
yeah,
both here today?
All of our callers here have said it both ways.
See, my buddy's got a Husqvarna tractor. He just texted me. He goes, take that thing back to Toys R Us and get your money back.
Who?
My thing. My buddy. He said, Hardy, Husqvarna and Steel.
Mm. Now, are you saying Steel or Still?
Steel. STIHL. Steel.
Now say Steel.
Brandon Steel. In Plainville?
Yes, hey, how you doing, guys? Hey,
Good.
Marty, listen, you go down to Norfolk Power right down the street from Zozo.
Yeah, 1A. Yeah.
Yeah, right on 1A. They have all the attachments for all the seals, the echoes, and everything.
I'll meet you there.
Go down there.
I'll meet you there.
Okay, all right.
I get my snowblower. I think I'm on a snowblower stuff there. I'll meet you there. The guy's nice there. You see a showroom there. Holy crap.
What are you
then he lets you drive the tractors around with the buckets outside.
Why are you going to meet me there?
To help facilitate the sale and purchase.
Help facilitate. Wayne in Rhode Island, the final word on this. Hi, Wayne.
Hey, I would recommend you get the Ego. It's got an automatic line trimmer. Once you put the line back into it, it runs it back into it, and it runs on the battery.
Okay, yeah, battery. You lost this on battery.
You know what? It's everyone's saying.
I'm glad Hardy had a lot of help today. Tomorrow, I'd like to do this, but from a basketball hoop perspective. There's a different array of hoops that are out there. I am installing a basketball hoop. I want collapsible. I want to be able to hang on it. I know about the gorilla hoops and all that, so maybe I could take Hardy's place tomorrow.
I already asked for that like a month ago, and people just said, you're hosed. You got to spend $2,000 in a minimum.
Yeah, everyone told him to shut up.
Nobody wants to put a sport court in for me or nothing?
Nope.
Holy crap, I'm looking at the price on the Steel FS91 right now.
Good luck, pal.
What's a retail? What's a retail? What's a retail?
You don't want to go to Norfolk Power Equipment, pal.
Okay.
Why not?
It's for what you need. You don't need that's high end. That's long guy stuff, man. That is like you're the experts go there.
I mean, I'm looking at one.
Hardy
price.
Didn't need that
you just
flashlight
go around,
either, but he has one.
You just want to go around your house, pal.
I did need that flashlight, and
you absolutely did not.
I had no problem spending $100 on a flashlight, but $3+ on a line trimmer, huh?
No.
To the takeaways we go. They are next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
They give.
Give it to me! Give it to me now, damn it!
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right. Today's takeaway is brought to you by our good friends at Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Summer's here. Start dropping that weight. You can lose it right there virtually, coach up at home. We're slowly reopening all of the 6 local locations. Call Paige and her great cast of friends. They'll get you in there, get you hooked up. Got to set up that appointment. Awaken180weightloss.com. Let's go, people. Drop the weight. Summer's here. How many we have today?
What do we got? What do we got, boys?
First thing we got is I'm all set, by the way, with the line trimmer.
You're good.
Oh, you already bought one.
John from Boston Lawnmowers says, "We've got the lawn, line trimmer situation handled for you." So I'm going to go there. I'll make.
I love free stuff.
What? No, I didn't. Who said free? But in terms of selection,
well,
quality.
You just dropped the name in the.
I'm giving you information. That's not a call to action. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Is that a Honda? Does he have a Honda engine in it? Because I'm a Honda guy.
I don't know.
I could use a Honda trimmer.
All I know is that my friend John from Boston Lawnmowers said, don't you worry about it. We'll, get you straightened out. So
I didn't even come into the segment saying I needed one, but our great friends at Aaron's reached out already.
And, oh, they did? I don't have one, and they've been trying to get me over there.
If I need something, that they're going to take care of me. And I said, well, I don't know that I really need the trimmer. How about a new lawnmower,
I could just use a small trimmer or a blower. I actually could use a blower.
Sorry, Zoe, you got to go to your guys. Go to your well, not mine, or Hardy's.
Yeah. I mean, all kinds of, you go down the road of talking about, lawn care, and pretty soon we're talking Gravely, zero turns, all that stuff. I mean, we can do it all day.
Nobody's better than me. My Aaron snowblower, it was lonely. It's been lonely. Didn't get a lot of use last winter.
The freaking snake was coiled around my snowblower in my shed.
Oh, well, you need a new blower now.
You guys want to hear the start of the show?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, please.
Okay.
If you say so, we're here.
Why didn't you turn his headset down? Or so? Dennis can bring those big speakers.
We don't need to run power.
Neighbors love that. Neighbors always have the show on. They watch it.
We'll run the key. What a disaster! What an epic disaster that was!
I blame our engineers.
And nobody knew we were talking. We're all just talking, not hearing one another. I think things are good now. Everything seems okay now.
It is. We did have one strange sound coming from Zoe's house, though.
Okay.
The heralded golf tournament, one of the 4 majors, needs to go back to its original name, the Augusta National Invitational. It became the Masters in 1939.
So what was that?
It's a tanning machine.
A tanning machine?
Yeah.
What is a tanning machine?
It's like a touch-up, touch face, neck thing. It's a makeup machine. It's a air.
I said can of spray paint, so I wasn't far off.
Kind of. It keeps the paint going. Little ball bearings.
And where does one use that? In the shower?
No. You prep yourself before you go out or on TV.
Felger Maz are coming up next. Thanks, Jim. Thanks, T-Bone. I think we got this thing figured out.
Buenas noches.
We'll talk to you all tomorrow at 10.
Maybe.
Have a great rest of the day. Bye.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
And now,
I'm just trying to spell it out for the listener.
Felger and Mass.
STOOPID.
TEPID.
BOB.
Boob.
Isn't that Bob?
Felger and Mass.
QUIT. Quick.
Okay, thank you. No, spell out for me too. I'm an idiot. 98.5
The Sports Hub.
what would the motivation be for the players to vote yes yesterday, assuming Rob Manfred puts in a 60-game schedule, as it appears he will? What would have been the motivation to vote yes for players yesterday?
It's a good question, because, I mean, obviously it's overwhelming in the favor of no, and the reason for no is because the players want to still retain the right to pursue legal action. So I don't know why a player would say, yeah, no, we're cool with, you know, waiving our right to pursue any legal action after all this. That seems misinformed to me. Like, the ones that were opposed to it, or in favor of it, were, it just seems misinformed.
So the players voted against the Major League proposal 33-5, and it should have been 30.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.